Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. This is Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Zeta from right here at the National Hurricane Center. It is 1 o'clock Eastern, 12 o'clock Central Time. Here's the latest data that we have. The wind, 90 miles an hour, so still a very strong hurricane. Movement north at 18 miles an hour. The pressure, 976 millibars, and getting ever so closer to the Louisiana coast. Let's start off with the radar image here. So really, if you look at this right here, is where we actually see the eye, the center of the storm, the eye wall of this hurricane. And right there, we're gonna go ahead and clear that. And you see all this tropical moisture already starting to stream into Louisiana, stream into portions of Alabama. And you see some of these rain bands. And in those rain bands, remember on that right front quadrant, a lot of times we'll see those waterspouts, we'll see those tornadoes. So really be ready for some of those warnings if they're issued from the weather forecast offices, because you really need to take cover from some of that severe weather. So with time, there's the Louisiana border. There we are right there with the center, and it's moving right now at north at 18 miles an hour. That means we'll look at landfall. We start thinking about late afternoon, early evening hours. That is represented actually in our forecast itself, as you can see how close we are getting to the coastline. Now, one thing to remember, it's real important to remember that it's not just that center point. These tropical storm force winds extend out about 150 miles from the center, especially on that east part. Notice how far ahead of the storm. That's the distance. So you'll start seeing the tropical storm force winds arrive this afternoon, by mid-afternoon. That's well before the center. So you don't have much time left to really be ready for this system, because the impacts are going to start. You're already seeing the shower starting as we speak. And so with time, let's think about the timeline here. With time, this afternoon, starting to see those tropical storm force winds, and then landfall. You start seeing that early evening, late afternoon. In red here, any one of those areas could see these hurricane force winds. The hurricane force winds extending out about 35 miles. So if you think about the distance here, it matches the warning up very nicely. Got to be ready for that. So power outages, trees down, very dangerous situation. And if you have some of that damage, be careful not to go outside afterwards, because there could be live wires. It could be dangerous conditions outside. So really got to be in a safe place beginning this afternoon, throughout the evening and the night, as there could be some damage associated with these hurricane force winds. Now, continuing forward with time, you're going to see some of these winds well inland. So Mississippi, Alabama, getting into Tennessee, even to Virginia. A lot of these areas are going to see tropical storm force winds. So you got to be ready for that, not just on the coast, but well inland as well. Some of the other impacts, life-threatening storm surge. We see some of these values, 5 to 8 foot Port Fourchon to the mouth of the river, 5 to 7 foot mouth of the Mississippi River over to the mouth of the Pearl. But look at this, from Dauphin Island, Alabama, to the mouth of the Pearl River, 6 to 9 foot of storm surge. So dangerous situation. Mobile Bay, 4 to 6, Pensacola Bay, 2 to 4 foot of storm surge. It's a very dangerous situation. And finally, the rainfall, dangerous rains, 2 to 4 inches of rains, fast moving. So some of the values not too high. However, you see these pockets of 4 to 6 inches. Sometimes you can get 8 inches well into Tennessee and the Virginias. Look, as a result, that could be dangerous and localized flooding. This has been Ken Graham with the latest information on Hurricane Zeta.